afternoon. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And we're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where if you really were here today, we would have a little over 100 people. That's all we can handle in our chapel. And they're going to be sitting at tables and they've got their chairs. And we're going to look at our subject is living in the end of days, because that's the Bible. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the 6 days going into the seventh day. And we'll be explaining that, of course, here. And as we move from the end of one age to the beginning of another. And we're looking at the signs of the times. Now, God introduced time. He's eternal, but he invented time. I heard these words from the Lord when we crossed the international dateline coming from Australia back to the United States some years ago. I heard, God invented time. Precisely, mathematically, scientifically. He measured out a piece of eternity and called it time. For his dealings with man, each ticking second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. Where are we on God's timeline? That's what we're looking at. And we see that in Genesis, God the Eternal introduces time. He introduces the luminaries in the heavenlies, which have to do with time. And in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14, we read, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." We've already seen that the sun, the moon, and the stars have to do with time. And those words day and night and days and years have to do with time. Time, of course, is reckoned. Months are reckoned by the moon. Every new moon would be a new month, God told the people. Now, for signs, he said they're going to be for days, years, night, day. Those are times, but they're also going to be for signs. And the Jews saw this as one of the things of the reason for the signs is omens. God shows things in the heavenlies. Remember the star that showed where the Messiah, the babe of Bethlehem, was. So these are for signs. The Hebrew word for sign is Aleph Tov. In your Hebrew, in your Bible, your King James Bible, and I don't know about the others, but in the King James that I have, the Psalm 119, it shows you the Hebrew alphabet. Each of these, this is the longest psalm in the Bible, and every 8 verses begins with another letter of the alphabet, or alphabet. The Hebrew's first letter is Aleph, the second letter is Bet. When the Greeks took these letters and developed them, they said they changed Aleph to Alpha, and Bet is still Bet. So they have Alpha Bet. But the Hebrew, which was first, calls it Aleph Bet. And so every little Hebrew child in the old days, when the things were regulated according to the Word of God, they learned their alphabet from the Bible. And there's several psalms that are structurally begin with the letters of the alphabet. Here in Psalm 119, every 8 verses, the first 8 verses begin with the letter Aleph. The second 8 verses begin with the letter Bet. And if you have your King James Bible, you can see. Then from 17 to 24, that's Gimel. And so the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is verse 1, Aleph, and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, if you'll turn over in Psalm 119 and you get over to verse 169, you're going to see that the last letter is Tav. Aleph, Tav. That's a word, and one of the words that it is sign, Oat. Another word that it is, Oat, same pronunciation, is letter. Every letter of the Hebrew alphabet is a sign. So you put the letters together, which are signs, and they make up words. And you put the words together, and they make up things. Oh, this Hebrew alphabet. the word aleph. The word for letters is ot, and they make up they make up words. You put letters together and you get words. And the Hebrew word for devar, for word, is devar. You put the words together and they make things. Devar. The same Hebrew word devar is the word things. What things soever you desire, you need to speak them. We know that from Mark 11, 23 and 24. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Your words, devar, make up things, devar. And every word is made up of letters. And those letters are little signs. So when God put the sun, the moon, and the stars in the heavenlies, and he said they're going to have to do with time, and they're also going to have to do with signs, probably first meaning omens. But then he said, in that 14th chapter, he said, in that 14th verse, excuse me, of Genesis chapter 1, he said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Now we're going to look at the word seasons. Of course, you know that the Old Testament, the original language, is what? Hebrew. And the Hebrew word there is, its singular form is moed. A moed is an appointed time or an appointed place. God said, let them be for moeds, God's appointments. A moed in time, the moeds on the Hebrew calendar, they are the appointed times, the moeds on the redemptive calendar, the appointed times that the Jews were to meet with God. The moeds are days which stand out from the rest of the year, holy days, set apart days. Holy days? What do we call them? Holidays. That word came from holy days. Holy means set apart. If anything is holy, it's set apart from the rest. We are to be holy because we are to be set apart from other people. We're set apart from the world and we're set to God. So the days from the calendar that God made of time, there are certain days, if you could see this calendar like it's hanging on the wall, that God has circled. And he said, these days are separate, they are holy, they are moeds. This is the time, and at that, it came to be in the Old Testament, Jerusalem is the place. You meet with God on these days, and you meet with him at the place. A moed in space refers to the locality, the appointed place of assembly for an appointed purpose. And you can get this from in the Old Testament. You remember Moses had built the tent of meeting. It's called the tent of moed. It's the tent of the place where you meet God. And you meet him at the place that God told you to meet him. Now, we're going to go over to Leviticus chapter 23, and we're going to find this word moed again. Moed meaning appointed time. Leviticus chapter 23. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning, he didn't say concerning, that's in italics, the moeds of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim holy convocations, these are my moeds. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of rest. Verse 4, these are the moeds of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their moeds. And then he begins to give on them the redemptive calendar. This is, people call it the Jews' calendar, but it's God's calendar. It is the sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth God's great plan of redemption. Some of it's already been fulfilled, but at that time when they were given the calendar, it had not. We know that Jesus is the fulfillment of Passover. But when God gave them the date, it was not yet fulfilled. We know that the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost. The Word came on that same day, on Pentecost. At that time, they had not yet had the Pentecost. They had not yet had the outpouring of Acts chapter 2, but it was foretold in God's calendar of redemption. There are other dates on that calendar. Rosh Hashanah, and then right down to the what we call the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths. Those great rejoicing days have not been yet fulfilled, and they are appointed times of God. The calendar of the Jews is marked by the number 7. The calendar of God's calendar is marked by 7. There are 7 appointed seasons. 7 marks in Scripture the sacred measurement of time. There are 7 moeds in the first 7 months of the year. You can see how time is marked by 7. How many days make a week? 7. And then when we read down through this calendar of events that God's got circled, which prophetically tell us what's going to happen, we find 7 is predominant in that calendar. God gave them this calendar. Now, we're going to see tomorrow what a day it was when he appointed them as caretakers of time. We know that he gave them the Word and that the Bible comes through Jews, but he officially appointed them as the caretakers of time, and they're very watchful over the Word of God. They're very watchful over its accuracy, and they're very watchful over keeping track of time. Where are we on God's calendar? If you want to join us online, and there is a fee to do so, you can call 1-800-972-3447, and they will give you a code. And with that access code, you can either watch live with us. We've only got now a day and a half for you to watch live, but it is archived. And the archives are going to be kept there, I think, for maybe another month, maybe through the month of September. So if you'd like to get them, you just call us and find out the access code and study with us, study on your own time. 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Now, this is Billy Brim, looking forward to having you with us tomorrow when we look at the Jews and time, the caretakers that God set over watching time. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom, until tomorrow.